Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News. On the afternoon of July the 29th, the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee held a dialogue between provincial leaders and business community to address challenges and promote economic development. The in-person meeting took place at the September the 2nd hall in Pleiku, attended by Liberal member Ho Quốc-dũng, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Phạm Anh Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Chairman of the People's Committee, Châu Ngọc Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Head of the Provincial National Assembly Delegation, Vice Chairman Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh and Nguyễn Tuấn Anh, and Vice Chairwoman of the Provincial People's Council, Huỳnh Thúy Vân. The conference was also connected online to the Provincial Government Office in Quy Nhơn, where Vice Chairman Nguyễn Hữu Thế, Dương Ma Tiệp and Lâm Hải Giang attended. Representatives from department sectors, business associations and local enterprises also joined the dialogue. In his opening remarks, Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn emphasized that the event reflected the provincial leadership commitment to accompany, support and grow with the business sector. Currently, Gia Lai has over 17,500 businesses and 66,000 households enterprises, contributing more than 80% of the province GRDP. However, many businesses still face obstacles in accessing land, capital, and administrative procedures. Listening to the concerns raised, Secretary Ho Quốc-dũng acknowledged that while Gia Lai holds great potential with vast land resources and a strategic location, its economy remains modest in scale and lacks major enterprises capable of learning transformative growth. Concluding the conference, Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn announced that the province will host an investment promotion conference in August and encouraged businesses to propose projects aligned with Gia Lai's strengths. He also requested enterprises submit written proposals to the provincial government within the week, after which provincial leaders will meet directly with individuals, businesses, and projects to resolve pending issues. With a spirit of urgent action, he affirmed that all solvable problems must be addressed promptly within August.
On the morning of July the 30th, the Gia Lai Provincial Party Committee convened a conference to quickly brief officials on the outcomes of the 12th plenum of the 13th Central Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam. The event was held both in person and via live stream at three provincial level locations and 135 commune and ward level locations. At the main venue, the Provincial Convention Center in Quy Nhơn Ward, attendees included Mr. Ho Quốc-dũng, Provincial Party Secretary, Mr. Ra Lăng Chung, Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Mr. Phạm Anh Tuấn, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, and Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Lương, Chairman of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Gia Lai Province. Provincial Party Secretary Ho Quốc-dũng delivered a summary on the 12th plenum held from July the 18th to the 19th, 2025 in Hanoi. The Central Committee had discussed and given guidance on preparations for the 14th National Party Congress, orientations for institutional reform, personnel work and other key issues. The meeting reached consensus on the direction of personnel matters for the upcoming Congress and reviewed reports on the country's socio-economic performance in the first half of the year, as well as progress in implementing Resolution No. 18, the 12th Tenure, and upcoming priorities. Mr. Ho Quốc Dũng emphasized the special significance of the 12th plenum in setting the stage for the 14th National Congress, underscoring the spirit of innovation, solidarity, democracy, discipline, and development. He called on the entire party, people, and armed forces to overcome difficulties, ensure smooth operations of the two-tier government system, meet the targets set for 2025, and successfully organize party congresses at all levels. He also urged party committees and government bodies at all levels to intensify communication and implementation of the 12th Plenum's resolutions, contributing to building a strong two-tier governance system and ensuring the successful completion of 2025's goals in preparation for the 14th National Party Congress.
On the morning of July the 30th, the Party Committee of Huaiyang Ward held its first Party Congress for the 2025-2030 term. This marks the first grassroots-level party congress among 135 commune and world-level party organizations under the Yalai Provincial Party Committee since the establishment of the newly merged province. Delivering the opening remarks, Secretary of the Huaiyang Ward Party Committee Phan Tingyong stated that the first congress of the ward took place at a particularly significant moment, one that marks a strong turning point in the development journey of both the homeland and the nation. Under the theme Solidarity, Democracy, Discipline, Breakthrough, Development, the Congress provided a candid and comprehensive assessment of implementation of the 2020-2025 resolution, while setting out goals, directions, and tasks for the 2025-2030 term. In line with the new context and local development needs, according to the political report presented at the Congress, the party committees of the three former wards largely fulfilled the targets set for the 2020-2025 term. Party building and administrative restructuring were prioritized, the local economy grew steadily, infrastructure was improved, living standards were enhanced, and national defense and security remained stable. Looking ahead, the party committee was set its sights on building a clean and strong party organization, accelerating digital transformation, fostering the private sector, and mobilizing resources for rapid and sustainable development. By 2030, the ward aims to achieve an average per capita income of nearly 111 million VND per year and an annual growth rate of 10%. To realize these goals, the party committee outlined six key tasks for breakthrough areas and four main solution groups for the upcoming term.
Vice Chairman of the Yalai Provincial People's Committee Yung Matip has signed a decision approving the investment policy for the ANT Breeding Pig Farm Project in Dakpur Commune with ANT Company Limited as the investor. The project will have a total investment capital of approximately 80 billion Vietnam dong and will be implemented on an area of more than 156,000 square meters. It will feature a closed livestock system designed to raise 2,400 sows and 50 boars with an estimated annual output of 72,000 piglets. According to the plan, construction is scheduled to begin in the second quarter of 2026 and be completed by the first quarter of 2027. The facility is expected to become operational in the second quarter of 2027. The provincial authorities require the investor to fully comply with all legal regulations concerning investment, land use, environment, livestock farming, construction, fire prevention and control, and other relevant laws. ANT Company Limited is a wholly foreign-owned enterprise currently operating an efficient animal feed production plant in Nhân Hòa Industrial Park.
The 2025 Reading Culture Ambassador Contest, jointly organized by the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Department of Education and Training of former Yalai Province, was launched in March and has received over 22,000 entries from schools across the province prior to the administrative merger. After several rounds of selection, the organizing committee has awarded prizes to 5 outstanding collectives and 53 individuals. 5 winning schools include Hung Vuong High School for the Gifted, Pleiku High School, Pham Hom Thai Secondary School, Nguyen Phan Trỗi Primary School, Pleiku Ward, and Võ Thị Sáu Secondary School, Đắk Đoa Commune. Additionally, 9 special awards were presented for Best Book Reflection, Best Reading Theme Short Story, and Most Impressive Ideas and Initiatives Promoting Reading Culture. The award ceremony for both individual and group winners is scheduled to take place in mid-August in Pleiku Ward. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.